This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you.
Great. But parents of murdered teenagers appeal to Biden to pressure Jordan to extradite terrorists. Tell us about the story.
This is a heartbreaking story and has been for literally 20 years now. Mm-hmm. So in 2001, so exactly 20 years ago, in one of those horrendous terrorist attacks which took place in Jerusalem, listeners might recall, it was at a pizzeria called the Sbarro Pizzeria, where 16 people were murdered, blown up, and many of them children. And the Australian connection with that is one of them, who was then a teenager, her name was Malky Roth. She was all of 15 years old. And she was one of those who was murdered, were blown up. Her Australian parents, who've been living in Jerusalem and who still do live in Jerusalem, and the rest of the story in terms of the terrorist attack is that the mastermind of the attack and who drove the terrorists to place the bomb, it was a woman named Ahlam Tamimi. And after dropping the terrorists at the site, she then drove back to wherever she went in the West Bank. She was a television announcer and went back and literally announced on the news on Palestinian television what she herself had just done, very proudly. She was subsequently arrested, sentenced to 16 life terms in an Israeli jail. But however, everyone will remember Gilad Shalit. When Gilad Shalit was released, it was in exchange for many terrorists out of Israeli jails. And this woman, Ahlam Tamimi, was one of those who was released. She now lives in Jordan. And not only does she just live there, but she is celebrated. She has a public figure, etc. So where the American component of the story comes in is that Malky Roth, this young girl whose parents are Australian, also has American citizenship. And so there does happen to be an extradition treaty between the United States and Jordan. And so the parents of this young girl have asked the United States to extradite this Ahlam Tamimi from Jordan to the United States so she can face trial for the murder of someone who was an American citizen. And in fact, two of the people who were killed in that terrible terrorist attack had in fact American citizenship. So now the parents, and I've met the father, he has spoken to our journalist missions to Israel many times. You couldn't get a more
We've actually spoken to him. I've actually spoken to him on the show. I'm trying to think when it was, a couple of months ago.
You have indeed spoken to. And so now the Arnold and Frimid Roth, her parents, have issued a video appealing to the United States to please instruct, order, request, whatever the term is, Jordan to extradite Tamimi to the U.S. so that she can stand trial in a U.S. federal court. So it's a heartbreaking story, continues to be a heartbreaking story for the family, of course, and obviously not only for the family, but, you know, anyone who cares about this sort of situation.
Amazing. And let's hope that he's successful as he fights for so many years for justice for his child's murderer. Former financial controller admits defrauding Jewish school of $7 million. You told us about the story when it broke. When was it?
That was in October 2019.
Sure.
So a year and a half has gone by. And this man was a financial controller, excuse me, for Moriah College, which is the largest and oldest Jewish school in the country. And he was a financial controller for many years and has now pled guilty in court this week to stealing more than $7 million from the school. And so that now he possibly faces a sentence of even over 10 years. And as I said, pleading guilty to the charges, etc. And police said that he redirected over 400 transactions from the college into his personal bank account. Some, you know, just a couple of dollars, and others in obviously the more serious amounts, arriving at, you know, over $7 million. So the case is coming down to the pointy end, and as I say, he's facing 10 years in prison or even more.
Hmm. Were they able to recover anything?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
And as we know, all schools, Jewish schools, private schools, finances is an issue. And so suddenly for, you know, the parent body to discover that $7 million has been squirreled out of their school, obviously, yeah, terrible. Was not good news.
Not at all. Israeli soccer player becomes the first Israeli to score in an Australian league.
So this is a nice sports story. So there's a national soccer league, soccer football. I never quite know what the correct term is. It's the round ball game, if you can call it that way.
Right.
And there's an Israeli player, a former Israeli national soccer player. His name is Tomer Hemed. I'd never heard of him before, I must confess. But yet he had played for Israel. And now he's actually playing for a New Zealand team, but which is part of the Australian competition. And it's called the A-League, which is this national competition. He scored a goal, and many Jewish, former Israeli, both of the above soccer fans went along to the stadium with Israeli flags. So how good was it for them to see their local hero, I guess, score a goal? He ran over to them, waving an Israeli flag above his head. And not only did he score that goal, he actually scored a second, which would have won the game, but unfortunately was disallowed. Apparently the referee said his shoulder was offside.
Amazing.
And so second goal was disallowed. But nice little soccer moment for those who care about things like that.
Absolutely. Vic, before I let you go, how is it looking in Australia? You know, all the pictures I see of my friends on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it would be, it appears as though life is pretty much back to normal in terms of COVID. Is that the case?
That is pretty much the case. I mean, thank God, like here in state of New South Wales, where Sydney is located, there's been no COVID cases for the 50-day period was marked just a couple of days ago. So it's been for over 50 days in Victoria, where Melbourne's located. Also, there have been no cases for a while, not as long as 50. And so it's not normal, as in zero restrictions at all, but the restrictions which there are have been significantly eased. So, for example, we have Yom HaTzmaut, it's always a prestigious cocktail event coming up, whereas typically we will have 600 leaders of civil society, diplomats, MPs, mayors, etc. We are restricted in the hotel where we're holding it to 350. So they have to be, you cannot have 600 crowding into the room. So there are restrictions, but it's all relative to what's happening in other countries. And the other issue obviously is the vaccine, which is being rolled out, not as fast as people would like, but is being rolled out as well, which obviously helps the situation. So photographs that you're seeing are telling an accurate story.
Really amazing. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. And if I can take this opportunity to wish you a Chag Sameach, a Pesach Kasher V'Sameach, and enjoy the time with your family.
Thank you very much, Ad, and Chag Sameach too, obviously, to all your listeners.